the Bible, it's identified in a plural setting because the same religion, the religion of Nimrod, comes in many different names, whether it's Hinduism, Buddhism, Shintoism, spiritualism, paganism, pantheism. It's all the same religion, it just has a different name. And when you look at the political side of the dragon power, it too comes in a variety of isms, but they're all the same political structure, which we would know as socialism. But socialism is also understood to be communism, Nazism, Bolshevism, and all the isms that are just catchwords for the basic philosophy of socialism. This is why the dragon is portrayed as a plural, whereas Catholicism is singular, both in its religious and that it's a monarchy, structured as a monarchy. Now, if we go back into the look at the religion of Nimrod as it come down through history, we can pick the story up early on in history, and that's where we'll begin. And we will start, though, with a recognized authority from one of those religions. His name was Albert Pike, who is recognized as the most well-respected historian of Masonry. He's from the United States. He's dead now, of course, but he wrote more about Freemasonry and Masonry than any of their authors, and he's considered the leading expert. And in his book, Morals and Dogmas, which is perhaps his most well-known book, speaking of Masonry, he says this: by whatever name it was known in this or the other country, Masonry existed as it now exists, the same in spirit and heart, from the cradle of the human race. So Albert Pike is one of the leading experts on Masonry, or Freemasonry, in the world today, traces its activities, its religion, back to the very cradle of the human race, which we would identify as Babel. This is where Masonry comes from, and when you understand the worship of Nimrod and his wife, you would understand that Masonry is nothing more than a modern-day manifestation of this. In the same book, on page 329, Albert Pike says this: we reproduce the speculation of the philosophers, the Kabbalists, the mystagogues, and the Gnostics. Now, we'll look at a couple of these manifestations that he mentions that were reproduced here, the Kabbalists and the Gnostics. Kabbalism